You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 19 new locally transmitted coronavirus cases, with the source of two infections still under investigation. Health authorities say nine of the new cases detected in the 24 hours to 8pm on Monday were infectious while in the community, amid ongoing concerns over the highly contagious Delta variant. Seven of the cases were in isolation for the entirety of their infectious period. The new cases were detected from 67,000 tests and take the total number of infections recorded in the state since the start of the most recent outbreak on June the 16th to 149. While a surge in cases could still happen, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says contact tracers in the state have been doing an excellent job finding close contacts of confirmed cases.
We had anticipated potentially a surge in cases by today. That could very well happen in the next few days, but what it demonstrates to us is the health advice has been pretty much on the money. We did not want to go into lockdown unless we absolutely had to, but certainly what is pleasing to note, and this was verified by the National Chief Medical Officer yesterday in National Cabinet, is that our contact tracers in New South Wales have done an absolutely outstanding job in getting ahead of the virus. At every stage, they've managed to contact the close contacts in a very timely way.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales government has announced a financial support package for businesses across the state affected by lockdowns and tougher restrictions. Small businesses with 20 or fewer employees, including sole traders, will be eligible for grants of either $5,000, $7,000 or $10,000, depending on the nature of the loss in turnover they can demonstrate, while tourism and hospitality businesses can claim the grants if their turnover is less than $10 million each year. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says New South Wales residents will also have until the 31st of August to spend their Dine and Discover vouchers, which can now be used on takeaway food orders.
This package today is all about keeping businesses going, giving the cash flow that's required. The funds will be available from July 19. You will need to provide evidence through an accountant in relation to that decline in turnover, but this will provide rapid relief to support businesses recover from this difficult time.
Southeast Queensland, Townsville City, Palm Island and Magnetic Island will enter a three-day lockdown from 6pm tonight. It comes after the state recorded two new local COVID-19 cases, one of whom is a minor from Ipswich connected to the outbreak in the Northern Territory and is considered to be low risk. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says authorities are concerned about the second case, who's a 19-year-old woman who travelled from her home in Sandgate to Magnetic Island at the end of last week. She says the woman, who works as a receptionist outside the COVID-19 ward at Prince Charles Hospital, is unvaccinated and three of her close contacts are sick. Ms. Palaszczuk says the snap lockdown is to allow contact tracers time to do their job properly.
And what we want to do is we want to give our contact tracers time to get on top of this. This is absolutely essential. And we want to make sure that we stop the virus in its tracks. So this is really important that everyone does the right thing. And I know Queenslanders will. I know these are tough decisions. We've had two extensive meetings this morning about this. We have to take the advice of Dr. Young. I have accepted that advice.
And the Northern Territory has recorded two new coronavirus cases, taking its Tanami Desert Mine site outbreak to 10 COVID-19 infections. Health authorities hope the two new cases, who are related to another positive case who became infected while isolating at Howard Springs, but they are unsure. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Territory's list of exposure sites is growing and he's encouraging the community to continue check the details.
This does show us how careful we have to be. It shows why we are insisting that the household contacts of close contacts also isolate, because they are also at high risk of exposure.
Darwin, Palmerston and Lichfield local government areas remain under lockdown orders until Friday as officials try to control the top-end coronavirus cluster. And Western Australia's Peel and Perth regions have entered a four-day lockdown after a local man aged in his 30s tested positive to COVID-19. Western Australia hasn't recorded any new coronavirus cases overnight, with the Premier Mark McGowan calling the result encouraging. He also says his government is looking at how best to support small businesses affected by the lockdown.
Went to a cafe this morning to get a takeaway coffee. All the chairs and tables were stacked up. It's normally a bustling cafe. It's very sad to see that occur. So we're working on what the assistance package we can put in place will be, and no doubt we'll have further announcements over the course of the next week or so.
And doctors are grappling with a major change to the vaccine rollout, with all Australians aged under 40 now able to request the AstraZeneca jab from their GP. The government says the Commonwealth would provide GPs indemnity cover so they could administer AstraZeneca to all adults, regardless of age. Anyone willing to discuss it with their doctor could therefore get the AstraZeneca jab. But Health Minister Greg Hunt says the medical advice hasn't changed and the AstraZeneca remains the preferred vaccine for people aged over 60 and Pfizer for those under 60.
We've set out the medical advice, but we recognise that there are individuals who are seeking through the informed consent process to have that access. There is no change to the medical advice. There is a recognition of the needs for access. And then as a country, our advice is please do not wait. If you are eligible and you do have access to the vaccine in terms of the over 60s or the under 60s, come forward for your first dose, come forward for your second dose.
And the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners Victoria says clinics need to determine how ready they are to offer the AstraZeneca shot to people under 40. Victoria's Health Department has written to federal authorities seeking clarity about the expanded vaccine access, with some GPs reporting confusion about the vaccine. Dr. Anita Munoz has told SBS News patient protection is important, but it could take some practices a little while to decide how to respond to the risks. The chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says it's crucial for the population to be vaccinated quickly, as long as they weigh up the risks.
All individuals and practices and doctors have different preparedness to take on these changes the minute they're announced. I think it's reasonable for people who are going to be operating under an insurance scheme to wait until they see the fine print and the details of the insurance scheme before they choose to practice.
The indemnity scheme is intended to protect general practitioners from any litigation when administering AstraZeneca to patients with informed consent. People aged under 50 shouldn't have to pay for a vaccine consultation with a doctor and will be able to use Medicare, bringing them in line with older Australians. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.